The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest. As we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim LeMasechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf Chav Gimal. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihanu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chav Bet Amud Bet, and we are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. In our last piece, we're actually in the middle of a piece over here. The Gemara had a machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda in a case where a fellow went with his sister from his father. The machloket was that according to Hakamim, in such a case, he transgresses two isurim. He transgresses the isur of Ervat Achotecha Bat Avicha or Bat Imecha, and the isur of Ervat Bat Eshet Avicha. Those are two pesukim. Rabbanan say he transgresses both by going with Achoto Mina Nisuin, that is, Mina Av Mina Nisuin. The father married a lady and had a son and a daughter. These are a case of a half brother and sister from the same father. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, you only get one isur. You get the isur of Ervat Achotcha Bat Avicha or Bat Emecha. So the Gemara is going to ask now, so what does he need the pasuk of Ervat Eshet Bat Eshet Avicha? What do you need that pasuk for? So the Gemara begins, V'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Bat Eshet Avicha Ma'i Avidle, what does he use it for? Which is according to Rabbanan, we have no problem. You need it for an extra love, to get an extra isur, to tack it on. However, according to the Biyoseh, what is he needed for? It says, Mifayele, he's for this. Mishiyesh lo ishut le'avicha ba, prat la'achoto mishefha ve'ovedet kochavim, shen ishut le'avicha ba. So the Gemara makes a derasha. When the fact that the Pasuk says, Ervat eshet avicha, so eshet avicha means davka, a lady that your father has ishut. La'apukeh, a avodat kochavim or a shifcha kenanit, that the father does not have ishut, and therefore the child is not related, so to speak, to the father, and therefore that's not considered a an erva, in the sense that the Torah, when it says ervat bat eshet abicha, it's davka a brother and sister from a relationship that there's an ishut. Masha'enken, a shifha, or an emet kanani, there's no ishut in such a relationship. Therefore, it's coming to exclude that pasuk. Rashi, she'en ishut la'avicha ba, b'shifha ve'ovedet kochavim notav siba kedushin. Kedushin is not tofet, masik kedushin, afkla mekra'em. And therefore, shifha amadome lachamor. That's how we know that. And a shifha is a goyach, considered amadome lachamor. So the Gemara says, ve'ema, maybe I'll come and tell you, prat la'achoto me'anusa. Already, if you're talking about cases that Kiddushim is not tofes, maybe it's talking about Achoto Mina Anusa. Which means the fellow has a son, and then he had a daughter from an Anusa. So maybe I'll tell you that this Pasuk over here is coming to exclude such a relationship from the brother and the sister from the Anusa, because bottom line, Anusa is not Kiddushim Tofsin. So the Gemara says, no, Ahi Lo Matzit Amart. That already we cannot say. Why? Mederava. Derava Rame Ketiv. Rava Morestina Pesukim. We have one Pesuk that says, Ervat Bat Bencha or Bat Betecha Lotigale. This is talking about the grandchildren. That's a grandson or a It's a granddaughter either from the son or granddaughter from the daughter. That's Irvat Bat Bincha, it's from the son, or Bat Betecha Lo Tegale. So the Gemara says, what's the diuk? Ha Bat Bena Dida U Bat Bita Dida Shari. So Ma'as brother, only from his side the granddaughters are Asur, but from her side the granddaughters are Mutar. Because the Pasuk only says Irvat Bat Betecha, right? Or Bat Bincha. So it's mashmah only from the husband's side it's asur, but from the lady's side it's muteret. So comes the Gemara and says, Uchtiba, we have another pasuk that says, Irvat, Isha Ubita, Lo Tegale. That you're not allowed to have relations with Isha Ubita, et bat bena vet bat mita. And then clearly it says, her granddaughter, bat bena or bat mita, is asurah. So make up your mind. We have one pasuk Rava brings that's mashma that bat bena and bat mita is muteret. We have another pasuk that's mashma bat bena and bat mita is asura. How do you square it off? So Rava squared it off and said, Haketzad kan beonsin kan benisuin, which means the first pasuk over there that said that her granddaughter and her granddaughter is muteret. That's talking about it's ma'anusa mi'ishahir. Which means the guy went with an anusa, but this lady went with somebody else. So therefore she has granddaughter from somebody else. So therefore that granddaughter is mutar to the man that was madness. Because it's not from him, it's from a different person. So if a granddaughter from an anusa is permissible. However, grandchildren from the nisu'in, asur. Meaning, let's say he married this lady, and this lady had a son or a daughter, and then subsequently they had great children. So min hanisuin, the grandchildren are going to be asurim. But what do you see from this whole derasha of Rava? You see, bottom line, that the children of an anusa are considered his children. How do you see that? Look at Rashi. Look at the bottom Rashi. Kan beonsi. Ervat bat bincha me'anusato lo tegale, which means bat bincha me'anusato, which means if it's from your anusa, then already it's going to be asura. Ha bat bena mi'ish acher, but if it's from another man, gela delav ishtechai. Therefore, it's not considered ishtecha. It's no problem. Umiyu beno mina onsin beno. They can be told. And therefore, just like we're saying, his son is considered his son from the anusa is his son. Because the Gemara says his grandson also is asura. That means his son is his son. And therefore, we'll say the same thing by anus. The brother and sister are going to be considered brother and sister. A man has a son from an anusa and has a daughter from an anusa. They're going to be considered brother and sister. Nafkamina. If they go with each other, going to make an isur. So therefore, you cannot tell me that the pasuk ervat esh ebat eshet avika is coming to exclude anusa, because really anusa is asura. The children that come from anusa are considered your children, and therefore, if a son and a daughter come out, it's considered brother and sister. And therefore, what is it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude dafka, a person that has ishut. That those children are considered children. So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ema prat dechay be'lavin. Who told you? Maybe it's coming to exclude chay be'lavin. Which means, in a case where, let's say, a person married, his father married, let's say, a mamzeret. Okay, that's chay be'lavin. And had a daughter. So maybe that's not considered ahoto. Because since it's Chaybe Lavin, the Torah is coming to say there's no issue in Chaybe Lavin, it's Ha'av Amin, at least the Gemara. And therefore, maybe that's what's coming to exclude. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Chaybe Lavin tafsu ba Kiddushin. So what are you talking about? Chaybe Lavin is Kiddushin, is tofsin by Chaybe Lavin. Dichtiv, ki tiyena li'ish eten hashim. We have a pasuk, it says a person is going to have two wives. Ha'achat ahuba, va'achat sinua. One, literally, he likes, and one, he hates. Now, the pasuk over there is talking about over here, and he wants to give a preference in the firstborn to the ahuva over the sinua. So the Gemara says, "V'chi yesh ahuva lifnei makom v'yesh sinua lifnei makom." What do you mean? How can even the Torah write ahuva and sinua? Does ahuva and sinua make a difference to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Does somebody consider ahuva? Somebody consider sinua? That we're going to say that we have a hava mina, you can give the firstborn to the ahuva over the sinua? Look at Rashi. Second line, yesh ahuva lifnei makom צורך היה לא להזכיר שאם זה היה אוהב את זה ושונא את זה, אין הבכורה משתנה בכך? But I have to tell me that the Bechorah doesn't change based on who he prefers. Peshita, Shim Zeh Son'ah, Ena Makom Son'ah. If he hates us, Hashem doesn't hate us. What do you mean? The Pasuk says, Ahad Ahuba Vahad Sinu'ah. Ela Ahuba, Ahuba Benisu'eha. Sinu'ah, Sinu'ah Benisu'eha. It's talking about, he has an Ahuba and a Sinu'ah. I mean, one he married legitimately. That's why she's called the Ahuba. And one's considered a Sinu'ah because he married her illegally. For example, it was Heber Laivin. It was Isur. Therefore, she's called Sinu'ah. But what does the pasuk say? Kitiyena, which means kiddushin is tofes. That's how you know kiddushin is tofes. Be'lavin. So therefore, you cannot come and tell me that when the pasuk said irvat bat eshet avika, it's coming to exclude chibel lavin, because chibel lavin really kiddushin is tofsin, and therefore the children are considered children, and therefore brother and sister nechrami from that would be asud. So the Gemara says ve'ema prat chibel kiritut. Or maybe it's coming to exclude Chaybe Kiritut. Since there's no Ishut in Chaybe Kiritut, so therefore a daughter that comes out from Chaybe Kiritut and a son, maybe there's no Hayuv on that. Amar Ava Amar Kera, Ervat Achotecha, Bat Avicha, O Bat Imecha, Moledet Bayit, O Moledet Chutz. When it talks about the Ervat Achotecha, right, from a sister, either bat abicha, bat imecha, meaning a half-sister, so it says moledet bayit or moledet chutz. What do those words mean? So Gemara says, ben she'omrim lo la'abicha kayem, whether it's a type of marriage where they tell the father, stay married, kayem, moledet bayit, meaning the marriage was legitimate, ben she'omrim lo la'abicha hotze, or whether they tell the father, hotze, moledet chutz, that's the case of karet. And therefore, v'amar rachmana, achotechai. And therefore, what do you see? It's considered achotecha. So even from chibek karet, if a daughter was born from chibek karet, it's still considered daughter, and therefore would be asur. So the Gemara says, who says, Ema ben she'omer lo abicha kayem, ben she'omer lo abicha hotze, ve'amar rahmana achotecha hi, lirabot achotecha mishifcha ve'ovedet kochavim. So the Gemara goes to the other extreme. Already you tell me from chibek karet is considered Achotcha, maybe I'll go so far to say that it's Achotcha even if it comes from a Shifcha and a Oved Kochavim. Already, once you're including that Mechaybe Karet is considered Achotcha, maybe go so far and say even from Goyim. Right? Shifcha and Oved Kochavim. Kibras Amar Kera, Bat Eshet Avicha, Mishi Yesh Lo Ishut La Avicha. Ba, Prat Achotom Mishifcha Oved Kochavim, that doesn't have Ishut. So the Gemara then asks, Umar Aita. Well, karet doesn't have ishut, and you're coming along and saying it is considered achotcha. Shifcha doesn't have ishut, and you're coming along and saying it's not considered achotcha. So why did you include karet and exclude shifcha? That Gemara says, "Mistabra chibe kiritut havili lerabot." Makes sense to merbe chibe kiritut. Why? Sheken tafsu bem kiddushin le'alma, because at least kiddushin is tofes chibe kiritut to other people. Which means, even though, let's say, for example, Chaybe Kiritut, Bito might be asu to him, but Shmuteret to somebody else. So therefore, in that case over there, it's mistabet to say Chaybe Kiritut, the child, it's considered Achoto. So Gemara says, Adrabah, Shifcha ve'ovedet kochavim, havi l'lamot. If that's your logic, we should have included Shifcha ve'ovedet kochavim, de'im megayira l'dide namet tafsiba kiddushin.
Right.
If she converts, or the Shifcha converts, it's mutar to that person himself. Forget about the Alma. So there's a bigger sevarah to be more mekel by Shifcha or Ovedet Kochavim, because if they convert, they'll be permissible to the guy himself. The Gemara says, no, lechi migayra gufa achadinai. No, when they convert, they're considered a different person. Therefore, it's not a sevarah. They're considered somebody else. And therefore, the Gemara wants to say, conclusively at this point, what does the Yehuda do with this pasuk? The Yehuda uses the pasuk irvat bat eshet avicha to come and tell me that what? Davka, somebody that the father has ishut to, that's when it's going to be considered achotcha, coming to exclude a case of shifcha and ovedet kochavim, that since there is no ishut by those relationships, so therefore the child is not considered achotcha. Actually, we know the halakha, the child is really considered a goya, because since the shifcha is kena'anit or evet kukavim, so therefore there's no isur of Achotka when it comes from a Shefcha or Oved Kravim. That's the Maskana, how Rabbi Yehuda learns the Pasuk. Let's review quickly what the Gemara did. The Gemara just had a question. Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do with the Pasuk of Bat Eshet Avicha? What do you do with this Pasuk? So the Gemara is trying to figure out a rule. It's only considered Achotka where there was an Ishut. So the Gemara wants to go home. What does it mean, Ishut? Maybe Chibe Lavin? No, Chibe Lavin, there is an Ishut. We know that is an Ishut. Ki tiyena le'ish shaten hashim ahat ahubah v'ahat tzenu'ah. And it says ki tiyena. Tzenu'ah means it was Chibe Lavin. Good, the Gemara says, maybe it's coming to say even Chibe Kiritut. So the Gemara says, no. Chibe Kiritut, it's really considered okay, because bottom line, she's muteret. The Alma, and therefore, if a fellow has a child, Achotka, a daughter, from Chaybek Ritut, is considered Achotka, the Gabe, the brother, or is it coming to exclude? Goya. Person went with a Goya, Shefcha, or a Kukavim. So on this case over here, it's not considered Ishut, and therefore, if let's say he had another son from a regular wife, and that son went with that sister, brother and sister, it's not considered sister. Therefore, not Hayav. Gemara continues, how do the rabbis know that the child from that is not considered Achotcha? Because they already used the pasuk of Edvat. But Eshet Avicha, to teach that you get an extra love. So where do they know the Yisud of Oved Kukavim and Shefcha from that it's not considered Achotcha? Nafka lehu, the pasuk, Ma'isha viladeha tiyeh ladoneha. A person has an Eved, Avri. He gives his Eved Evri a Shefcha Kana'anit. After they have children, the Eved Evri goes free. But the children stay by the master. So you see what? That the children are not considered his. The children are not connected to them. The children belong to the master, which means they're considered Kana'anim. And therefore you see, at least by Shefcha, that it does not, there's no... They don't really go back after the father. It goes after the mother. And therefore it's not considered Achotcha. It comes from the Shefcha. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, had b'shefcha v'had b'oved kuchavim. He says, God, I also need that pasuk. That pasuk teaches me shefcha, and the pasuk of elvat eshet, bat eshet avicha, teaches me oved kuchavim. V'tzerichi, and I need one for shefcha and one for oved kuchavim. De'i asherin and shefcha, if it only told me shefcha, mishum de'en la hayis. A shefcha has no yichus, because we consider the shefcha amadome l'chamor. And therefore she has no relatives. Her father's not a father, mother's not a mother, there's no Yehus, I might say. For Shefcha, we're going to consider it not a relation. And therefore it's considered, if he goes with the Shefcha, the kid's considered, let's say, a Goya, and therefore no, not Achotcha. Abal Oved Kukavim, to eat the highest, but Oved Kukavim, it's not an Eved or Shefcha. Ostam Oved Kukavim, according to the Pesukim, he has a mother and a father. So I might have thought that maybe that's better. So therefore, Emalo, therefore I need a Pesuk to come and tell me even Oved Kukavim. V'yashmeinu Oved Kukavim, but only told me Oved Kukavim, mishum de lo shaycha b'mitzvot. I would tell you, Oved Kukavim is no relationship because there's no mitzvot by Oved Kukavim. Aba shefcha de shaycha b'mitzvot, but shefcha, Kanani does have mitzvot, at least mitzvot asher shazman gerama like a lady. Emalo, I might think that maybe there is considered a relationship. Sericha. So that's why you need both Pesukim to teach me one for Shefcha and one for Oved Kukavim, that both, that the child that comes to them is considered Goy. Goya, whatever, and therefore it's not considered included in the Pesukim. Verabbanan, Ashkecha and Shefcha. So the rabbis found Shefcha from Vaisha Viladea Tiel Adonea. Oved Kukavim in Aleu. How do they know Oved Kukavim? Vechitem, Anilaf Meshefcha. You're talking about learning from Shefcha. You can't. Hanehu matzrik siriche. We just gave a sirichuda. We just said that you can't learn one from the other. Amar b'yochanan b'shur b'shomam b'yochai. Amar kera. Ki yasir et pincha me'acharai. This pasukim of it we learned early in the Masechet. It's talking about a case of it where Torah says we cannot intermarry with the goyim. Right? We cannot give them our sons and we cannot take their daughters. So it says over here in the pasuk, ki yasir et pincha me'acharai. Because if you're going to give your daughter to the goy is going to corrupt your son from me. The goy father is going to remove the son from Yahadut. So the Gemara says, what's this case? Ki yasid. Who's doing the corrupting? The father. Which father? The goy. And the son,
the grandson,
is called bincha. Right. So it says, bincha mi Yisraelit. That means you have a son from Yisraeli, to the father is a goy, karui bincha. The Torah is calling it bincha. Ve'en bincha ba mina oved kokavim, karui bincha. But you see that a son that comes from oved kokavim is not called bincha. Because the pasuk, if what is it, ki tasir, so that would have meant that the mother is oved kokavim and the father is Jewish. But it doesn't say that. It says ki yasir. So the father is the oved kokavim and the mother is the Jewish. So what's the pasuk saying bincha? So what do you see over here? That oved kokavim is indeed included in the pasuk, and therefore they were not Jewish, which means only when the mother is Jewish is the child Jewish. Ela bina, right? Ve'en bincha haba min oved kochavim karui bincha ela bina. Right, when the mother is oved kochavim, it's considered bina, her son. Amar ravina shma mina. So what do we learn from here? He just repeats it really. Ben betecha, meaning your granddaughter. Haba min oved kochavim karui bincha. Because that's what it is in this case. See, the father gave the father took his daughter and married a goy, and they subsequently had a son. So his grandson is going to be considered Jewish because it's coming from his daughter who was Jewish. Comes to Gemara and says, "Lema kasaba Rabina." Now we want to go see how far Ravina said it, which means Ravina saying it's karui bincha. So it says, "Oved kochavim ve'eved." Let's say you have an Oved Kochavim, like this case here, or an Eved. Haba al Bat Yisrael. That has relations with a Bat Yisrael. Habalad Kasher. Do we want to go so far and say that the Valad is Kasher? Which means Kasher totally meaning can even marry Kohanim? So the Gemara says, Nihid de Mamzer Lohavi. She's not going to be considered a Mamzer. However, Kasher Named Lohavi. We're not going to consider a that child the kashir either. What do we can classify it as? Yisrael pasul mikri. Yisrael pasul. Nafkamina, she would not be allowed to marry, let's say, Kohen. So therefore, Ravina, even though he calls her bincha, but to an extent. Meaning it's bincha, that's it's Yisrael, but it's Yisrael kashir. It's Yisrael ba'alum, nafkamina, be pasul for the kehuna. Gemara goes one more point. Hai b'shvat umot ketiv. Which means really, you're telling me that the pasuk yasir is coming to tell me that if the mother is a goya, so then the child is a goy. Only if the mother is Jewish, then the child is Jewish. But this is only written by the Sheva Umot. Which if you look at the context of that pasuk, it's only talking about the seven nations. And it's a Karani, Aiti, Amuri, etc. How do you know all other nations as well? The same rule applies. So the Gemara says, ki yasir. The pasuk ki yasir is extra. Lerabot kol ha-mesirim. Now, why is that word? Why is that pasuk extra? But the Gemara is saying it's extra. So the Gemara is going to say it like this: Hani al Rabbi Shimon de darish tama dekra. Which is, we have a famous shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the shita that's doresh tama dekra, that he gives the explanations or the reasoning of the Torah law. The classic example of Rabbi Shimon is in the case where the Torah says that if you have a a poor lady, and let's say she borrowed the money from you, so you're not allowed to take a collateral from her. Why you're not allowed to take a collateral from her? So that doesn't say a reason. Rabbi Shimon comes along and gives the reason why you're not allowed to take the collateral. Because what's going to happen? She needs the collateral. For example, let's say it's a blanket. So what's going to happen? Every night you're going to have to go back to give her the blanket. And then every morning you're going to have to come to the house to take back the blanket. And now you're going to give her a bad name amongst her neighbors, because she's an albana, this lady we're talking about. And therefore they're going to think that there's something going on over here with this guy every morning coming to the house and every night coming to the house. So therefore, the Torah doesn't tell us any of this. This is the Mishnah only giving the reason of why the Torah says you cannot take a collateral from an almana. So he says, the Chavarah, this reason will only apply to an almana aniya. But an almana ashira, the reason doesn't apply. So that you can take a collateral. That's the shita of the Bishamon, that he gives the reasons. And based on giving Doresh Tamei Dekra, he limits it. So therefore, he says like this. Torah says, do not intermarry between the Goyim and the Jews. Now, the Torah does give us the reason here. Ki yasir mincha me'aharai. But according to the Bishamon, you don't have to give me that reason. I know the reason. I'm Doresh Tamei Dekra myself. So therefore, from the first pasuk that tells me I cannot intermarry, automatically the Bishamon gives the reason, because it's going to lead to the fact that they're going to take out children and corrupt them away from God. Oh, so what's the pasuk ki yasir coming to say? Must be ki yasir is extra. because I don't need the person to come tell me the Ta'amei Dekla. The Ta'amei Dekla I know, anyway I'm doing this Ta'amei Dekla. Also, Ki Yassin is extra, must every become nation. And include every nation. So the Gemara says, Hani, the Rabbi Shimon, the Ta'amei Dekla. Ela l'rabbanan, but according to the rabbis, minalehu, which means how do the rabbis know that all the other nations as well? If you don't do this tamid dekla, you need that to tell me the reason. The reason why I don't want to intermarry is ki yasid mincha. So the pasuk is not extra. So God says, man tana de palig aled Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon hi. God says, well, for our purposes, we're looking for the shita of the rabbanan here. We want to know how do the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, how do they know Shifha? And how do they know Oved Kochavim? So we said, they know Oved Kochavim from the Pasuk of Ki Yasir. So we said, no, that only teaches you the seven nations. We said, hold it. Those Rabbanan are actually Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is the one that's Doresh Tamei Dekla. And therefore, for them, they know it's from Ki Yasir because it's extra. So therefore, the opinion that we were analyzing in is actually Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And therefore, there's no problem. Where will they learn it from? From Ki Yasir. So let's conclude what we came out in this Gemara. What we came out now is, the rabbis, how do they know that Shifcha and Oved Kochavim, the child comes out, is not considered related to the father, let's say. It's not considered Ishut or whatever. So we learned it from two Pesukim. Shifcha we learned it from Aisha Viladea Tiela Doneha. That's one Pesuk. And Oved Kochavim, we know it from Ki Yasir Mincha Meacharai. How do you know everybody else besides the seven nations? So we know from Ki Yasir because it's extra. Because it's really Rabbi Shimon's the opinion of the we're talking in. And he's Doresh Ta'amei Dekla. And if I don't need the Pasuk, tell me the reason why you can't do it. I know the reason. I'm Doresh Ta'amei Dekla myself. Extra Pasuk comes and tells me everybody else. So therefore, we conclude in this Mahlokot over here, just to go back to the beginning of the Sugya, which it all started off. It started off with a case where you had a fellow, a brother, that went with his sister from his father, from the Nisu'in. Right? His father was married, and he had a son, and he had a daughter, and they went with each other. The basic look over here was, according to the Baran, there's two Levin over here. There's the Lav of Ervat, Ahotecha, Bat Emecha, O Bat Avicha, and Ervat, Bat Eshet Avicha, those two. Isurim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, no, you only get one Isur. The Evat, Achota, Pasuk, and you're not Eshet Avicha, no. What is the Eshet Avicha coming to tell me? Goya and Shifcha. How do the rabbis know it? They know it from somewhere else. Mishnah. Mi shekidesh ahat mishte ahayot. A fellow made kiddushin to one of two sisters. Ve'enu yodeya ez mehen kiddush. But he doesn't know which one he made the kiddushin to. So the Mishnah says, "Noten get laze veget laze." So it's clear he has to give a get to both of them. Asur b'shtehen, obviously, he cannot have relations with either one of them, because if he has relations with this one, I'll say the it's considered ahot ishto, because maybe he's married to another one, and therefore he's not allowed to go with ahot ishto. So therefore, the only option is to give a get to both of them. Now the Gemara says, met. Now let's say the fellow died. Velo ah ehad. So now he has one brother. So it says choletz l'shtehem. So he has to make chalitza now to both these ladies, because safek, one of these ladies was married to his brother, and his brother died without children. So now you have to make a chalitza. So you have to make a chalitza to both. The question is, how come you can't make a yibum on one? So that she says, choletz l'shtehen, second line, delo yada ezu yibimto. Because you don't know which one is the right yibama. Umechlatz hada, so why don't you just make halitza to one, v'yibume hada, says, no, that's not going to help you. De'achot halutzato asura lo midrabanan. Because we have a rule. Achot halutzato is a switch. If you made halitza on the right lady, so now this is considered achot halutzato. And she's still alive. And therefore, that's asura midrabanan. So now maybe you have another option. V'yibume b'resha namelo. Why don't you make yibum to one lady first? D'dilma lo zuhi yibimto. Because maybe you make yibum to the wrong one. V'kapaga be'achot zikukato. That's considered ahot zikukato, because the other one was really his wife, and now he made yibum with his wife's sister, so to speak. So therefore, that's not an option either. Therefore, as she explains to us logically why you need shteh halitzo, that's the only option. Hayulo shnayim. Let's say you had two brothers. Okay, same case. One guy married two ladies, doesn't know which one's two sisters, doesn't know which one's which, so he died. Now the lady fell to two brothers. So the Mishnah says, Echad choletz ve'echad miyabim. Let one make chalitza and one make yibum, which means to the respective ladies. So comes the Rashi and explains, Hayu shnaim echad choletz techida le'echad, which means let the first chalitza goes first. Vasheni, now the second one, imratza liyabim nishniya miyabim. He can make yibum to the second wife. Why? De'imzu yibim to Shapir. Because if that's the right one that he has to make yibum to, so very good. De'im achotahi, and if you want to tell me it's achotahi, lo kapaga b'achot zikukato de'halitza afkeha lezika. Because the other brother made halitza. So they have a man of shach. When he makes yibum, either that's the right lady to make yibum, or that's not the right lady. So he went with her. I tell me it's a chutzukukato, there's no zika anymore, because the other guy made halitza on the first sister. So therefore, the yibum of the second guy is mutar mimanafshach. Clear? Comes the Mishnah and ends on that case. Mishnah ends on that case. Kadmu vekansu. Let's say both of them went and made yibum on each lady. And motziim miyadam. We let them stay. What's the logic? Yeah. So that she says, and motziim miyadam. Because each one can say, I married the right one. Which means, maybe this is the lady that needs the yibum, and I made yibum to that one. Now, and even if they say they reversed it, which is maybe the first one that made yibum, really made yibum to Ahotzikukato. And therefore it's a problem. You're right. At that point, it's Yisur. However, but once the second brother comes along and makes the Yibum on the proper lady, so the Mafreya, the Zika goes off on the first one, and therefore they both remain permissible. I repeat again. Which means the first one made the Yibum. At that point, it's problematic so far. Because it could be it's a Hotzikukato. But it doesn't matter. Because once the second guy makes the yibum, he makes the yibum on the right one. So now the mafreya, he takes the zika off ahotzikukato, and therefore the first marriage, the mafreya becomes legitimate. So therefore, imikansu, they stay together. So that's the first case. Now we go to the second case in the Mishnah. Shnaim shekinshu shte achayot. And now we just make it a little more complicated. Instead of one brother, it's two brothers, actually two people. Shnayim shekidshu shtei achayot. They made kiddushin to two sisters. Ze enu yodeya ez a kiddush, ve ze enu yodeya ez a kiddush. And each one does not know to which one he gave the kiddushin to. So it says ze noten shnei gittin, ve ze noten shnei gittin. Okay, we understand that they both have to give two gittin because they don't know which one they're married to. And they cannot go with the lady again, because if they go with the lady, it could be a hot ishto. Yeah. So therefore, they have to give shtei gittin, each one to each lady. Yeah,
so can you give a gittin to somebody that you were not...
Yeah, that doesn't count. Just a worthless piece of paper. Worthless piece of paper. Right, you cannot.
Metu
lezeh, ach. Okay, metu. Let's say the brothers...
died.
Not the brothers, I'm sorry. They're not brothers, these two guys. These two guys died. The Shikli says the Nochrim, they're just total strangers. They died. Lezeach ve lezeach. And they both have a brother. Zeh choletz l'shtehen ve zeh choletz l'shtehen. So each one has to make chalitza to both these sisters. Rashi, hayachid choletz l'shtehen ki deperishit la'el. Like we explained above. She yifshal lo liyabim lo kodem chalitza. He's not going to be able to make yibum first. Why? Mishum achot zikukato. Because it could be achot zikukato if he makes yibum. Maybe it's the wrong one. Velo lachar halitza. Nor can't he make yibum after halitza. Why? Mishum achot halutza. Which means let that same guy, after halitza, let him make now a yibum. He cannot, because he cannot make, he cannot marry achot halutzato. Lefichach hoil v'asul liyabim. Since it's asul for him to make yibum, yachlotz techila l'shnehem. So they both make a halitza to both. Kedei lotzi ota shehi yibimto misud yibama lashuk. And therefore, free her. They both make a halitza. So now already she's free mimanafshach. She got the halitza from the right guy. Yibum is not an option over here, and therefore she goes free. Okay. Leze echad v'leze shnayim. Same case. But now, one of these guys has one brother, and another guy has two brothers. Talking about the case where, again, you had two guys, they married two sisters, they don't know which one they made the kiddushin to. They died. One of these guys has one brother, another guy has two brothers. So now exactly what do they do with these two ladies? So the Mishnah says, Hayahid Chodetz Shtein. So you go, you have to follow the order of the Mishnah. The Yahid first makes Halitza on both. Just in case it was from his side, mm-hmm. right? Which just in case it was his brother. That was the one that married this one. So therefore, he freed them by making halitza to both ladies. Vashinayim, and then the other two, ehad choletz ve'ehad miyabim. Again, follow the order. One makes a halitza, and one can make a yibum. What's the logic that she's going to tell us now? That she says, Vashinayim ehad choletz. Which means the reason why you have to make a halitza on one of them is because maybe that's the zika. Maybe there's zika over there, and therefore he has to take the zika off. Maybe that's the yibimto. Now the second one is mutar mimanafshach, which means the second one to make yibum. If that's the right lady, he made yibum. If it's not the right lady, so therefore you're allowed to be with her. Therefore, memanafshek, it's okay. Let's read that Rashi. Memanafshek, imi bimtohi shapir, v'im achotahi, or maybe yotam mitzachot yibimto. Doesn't matter. Ha'afkihinu zikat yibimah, mini b'chalitza tachiv. Already the first guy made chalitza. So therefore, there's no achot zikukato over here. So therefore, in that case over there, the two guys, after the first brother, the one brother, made chalitza on both, the second brother now, second two, they come along, and they make chalitza, chalitza and yibum in that respective order, like we just explained. Kadmu v'chansu, same case. Let's say now the two guys came along and made yibum on both of them. And motzi'in miyadam. Same logic again, because bottom line, what are you worried about? If they made yibum on the right ones, so then okay, you should almost say that he made yibum on the right one. And even you want to say the first one made yibum on the wrong one, so it's paga be'achot. Zikukato, when the second guy makes the yibum, so therefore, yes, the two surviving ones, yes. Okay. When the second guy makes the yibum, so the mafreya, it's nifka, zikato, and then they both can stay married. Now the Mishnah gives you another case. Leze shnaim veleze shnaim. Okay, both guys have now two brothers.
Right.
Two guys married two sisters. They don't know which ones they married. They died. Each one of these guys had two brothers. So what do they do? Ehav shel ze choletz le'echat, ve'ehav shel ze choletz le'achat. So the first rule is one brother from one of the pairs makes chalitza to one of the ladies, and one brother from one of the pairs makes chalitza to the other, to one of the ladies. Ehav shel ze miyabim chalutzato shel ze, and then the other brother makes yibum to the one that the other pair made chalitza to, and the other pair makes yibum to the one that the other guy and the other pair made chalitza to. Call that a crisscross, which means the one of each pair makes chalitza, right, to the ladies, and then the other two make yibum to the respective ones that the other one made the chalitza to. Now, what's the logic in this case? So that she's going to explain. Let's start that she. Ehab shel ze miyabim chalutzato shel ze mimanafshach. It's going to work over here mimanafshach. Im zu yibimto, which means if he gets the right lady, then it's his yibama shapin nasib. Okay, that's fine. He married good. Share achiv lo chalatz lezu ela laachota, which means his brother didn't make a yibum to this lady. His brother made a halitza to this lady. Shelo haita yibimto, because that really was not his yibama. Ve'ena klum, and therefore the halitza was nothing. Ve'i lav yibimto. Now, if it's not his yibama, shapir nasiv nuchrit. So he's marrying a regular lady. No problem. Why? Deim mishum achot zekukato, or maybe the achot zekukato leka share halatz achiv laachota. Because already his brother made a chalitza to the other lady, and therefore there's no achot zekukato over here. She yibimto ufakazika. Now third problem: v'im mishum yibama lashuk. Well, maybe you'll tell me maybe she's a yibama. Maybe she doesn't belong to any of maybe to this guy at all. Maybe she belongs to the other brothers. So it says hare chalitza zu min hayachid shehu Ach Bagla, which means the other brothers also made Halitza. So therefore, that broke it. Mishnah continues. Kadmu Shenayim. Let's say two of the brothers came along, Vehalzu, and they both made Halitza. Lo Yibimu Hashenayim. So then the other two brothers should not make Yibum. Ela Ehad Choletz Ve'ehad Miyabim. What is this talking? Let's read Rashi. Kadmu Shenayim. Rashi, it's the third line before it gets wide. Kadmu Shenayim Achim Shel Ehad, which means the first two brothers came along Ve'halzu Nishtehem, and they made Halitza to both ladies. They weren't supposed to do that. Really, they were supposed to make Halitza to one. Let's say they made Halitza to both ladies. Mishum de lo yad'e ezu yibimto. And they said, hey, we don't know which one is the yibimto. So they made the Halitza to both of them. Lo yibnu hashinayim. Achim achirim ze etzu vezu etzu. Now, in this case over here, they should not make the yibum to these ladies. Why? Dekamad de nasib. Because if you're going to say the first guy's going to make yibum now, ikalimemar zuhi achu achot zikukato. Because it's possible now that this could be achot zikukato. Because Halitza was not made to this lady from his side. And therefore could be he's supposed to make yibum on the other lady.
Right.
And by making yibum on this lady, it's achot zikukato. Ela ehad choletz techila leachat. So what do you do in this case? Let one of the second pair make a halitza to one. Ve'had miyabim l'shniya. Now the yibum to the shniya, v'ma nafshach again. Why? Im yibim to'i shapir. If that's the lady supposed to make yibum to, fine. Ve'ilav yibim to'i b'achot zikukato, lo paga. We're not worried about achot zikukato, because maybe the first guy made a halitza. Sh'ane halatz, echad yibim to. Now v'yibama l'shuk namilek. And I'm not worried that the pogeya in a yibama, because the first group made halitza. Right, both of them made halitza. So therefore, in this case over here, bottom line, if the first group of brothers made halitza to both, then the rule in the second set is
one
makes halitza and one makes a yibum. And the guy that makes the yibum is clear. If that's the one he was supposed to make the yibum to, he made it. If that's not the one, there's no problem with the chotzukukato, because his brother already made a halitza. Aye, maybe you'll tell me it doesn't belong to either of them. And therefore it's Yibama Lashuk. No, already the other brothers made a halitza, and therefore there's no zikat to them, and therefore she's mutar to marry. Comes the Mishnah, continues. Kadmu vekansu en motziin miyadam. If let's say the brothers came along, and they went and they made Yibum on both these ladies, kadmu vekansu, you keep them. What's the logic? Rashi. Vim kadmu. Elu shnayim acharonim. Specific case here. Meaning, the first two brothers made halitza. Keep the same case. The first two brothers made halitza. What was the deen of the second two brothers? One should have made yibum, one should have made halitza. Yeah. Instead, both made yibum. So Rashi says, Elu shnayim acharonim. Vekansu achar halitza tashnayim arishonim. They made yibum after the halitza, both of the first two. Velo baudim alech lebetin. And they didn't ask betin what to do. They went on their own. En motziin miyadan. Okay, the parishi. She'en kan ela safek isur achot zekuka benesu'in arishonim. Why? What's the problem? I can come along and say, well, the first one that made the yibum to the lady, he married the right lady. And therefore the second yibum is considered not a yibum, it's considered stam, he got married to a nukhrit. But if you want to tell me the opposite, by making yibum, maybe he should have made with the other one. So therefore, kama paga ba'achot zikukato. Kevan sheba sheni. Once already the other brother came along. V'yibema, to the right one, paka zikata ma'ahiv. So now the zikah retroactively goes back off the brother. V'hutra lo ishto, v'surah da'avad, avad. Whatever yisur he made, initially he made. But now the mafreya, it goes off. I explain again. In the case we have the two yibums over here now, right? If they both made two yibums, which is wrong, but they did it. They didn't ask Betina, she says. It's okay. Let's discuss why. The first two brothers already for the first group made chalitza, so they're out of the picture. So therefore, there's no problem over there of yibama lashuk from their standpoint. So therefore, now we go to the second group. If it's coming from their brother, the first lady he made the yibum to. Okay, the first one they made yibum to. That's the one. The second one,
nochri,
no problem. If the first one that they made yibum to is a chotzukukato, well, at that point it's a problem. But what? When the second brother is going to make the real yibum to the second lady, the mafrei, he breaks the zika retroactive to the first lady, and therefore you kansu. Comes the Gemara and says, "Shmat me now. What do you learn from the first case of the Mishnah? Kedushin she'en misurin lebi'ah havu kedushin, which means we see over here this is a type of kedushin that's not masur lebi'ah. Why? We're assuming this case over here was he doesn't know who he got married to. For example, the case would be." If let's say both these sisters sent a shaliach, they both designated one shaliach to receive the kiddushin. So he gave the kiddushin and he said, "Hareni mikudeshet lehad mikim. I'm mikudesh to one of you." So therefore, he doesn't know which one he's married to, and therefore, bi'ah is going to be asur misafek to either one. So it's a kiddushin shelon nimsiru bi'ah. It's a type of kiddushin that the not shayach to make a bi'ah. But what are we seeing over here? Got to get to both. So we can learn from this Mishnah, Kedushin, Shelo Nimsru Nibi'ah, Kedushin Tofsin, and therefore you need to get Mizeh Velazeh. So the Gemara says, no, you have the case wrong. Hakabi Mai Askinan, Kishihukru, Ulbesof the Tarbu. The case is talking about, he gave the Kedushin, and at the time that he gave the Kedushin, he knew who he gave it to. And therefore it was Nimsru Nibi'ah. At that point, he was able to make Bi'ah. So it was Nimsru Nibi'ah. Then what happened? They got confused. The girls got mixed up, and now he forgot which one he gave to.
They don't
to.
Know either.
Correct. But the point is, it was Nimsiru Nibi'ah. And the Gemara proves this over here. So you have no proof that Gabel don't Nimsiru Nibi'ah. Daika Nameh, we can bring a ra'ayah from our Mishnah. Diktani, ve'enu yodeya, ve'lo ketani ve'enu yadua, shma'mina. It's not right. Enu yodeya means now he doesn't know. But it doesn't say enu yadua. Yadua means he never have known. It doesn't say that. It says enu yodeya. It means there was a time that he did know. So we have no ra'ayah to the case of Kiddushin Shilonim Siru Nibi'ah. Shmat me now, proof positive. Kibbalah says, my kavash malad. So what's the hadush? Which means you tell me over here, he made a kiddushin, and now what? He doesn't know, he forgot which one. But you have to give a get to each one. What's the hadush of the Mishnah? Says, no. You're right, in that case, no hadush. Sefa is tarikhale. The sefa of that case is the hadush. Met velo ach echad chole tzashtehem. Which means if he has one brother, so then he has to make chalitza to both, like we explained. Hayulo shnayim, and we said furthermore, if he has, let's say, two brothers, echad choletz ve'echad miyabim. So what's the chidush? Davka mihlatz v'adar yibumeh. You have to follow that order. When you have two brothers, chalitza must precede the yibum. Aval yibumeh beresha, no. But yibumeh beresha, no. Why? Dekapaga ba'achot zikukato. Because if you're going to make the yibum first, he's pogeya. Be'achot zekukato, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So the hadush of the sefer of the Mishnah is that halitza must come before the yibum. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, "Aval yibumeh had beresha ba'adar mechlat sheni leidach lo." You cannot make yibum to one and then halitza to the second one. The kamadi beim dilma paga. Ba'achot zekukato. Maybe he's pogeya. Ba'achot zekukato. That's going to be a problem. Continues. Shenayim shekitchu shtei achayot. Same case in the Mishnah. Two brothers, two sisters. Oh, the Kabbalah goes back to the same Shma'mina. Shma'mina kedushin she'em misurim lebi'ah habu kedushin. Again, we're assuming the case is over here is that both these sisters sent the shaliach to the two brothers. The two brothers gave the kesef to the shaliach. One of you are mekodesh to one of us, and the other one's mekodesh to the other one. And they didn't know who to who. So it wasn't never Nimsiru Nibi'ah, because they didn't know who they were mekodesh to. And therefore, what are we saying still? They need to get from both. So you see, Kedushin Shlo Nimsiru Nibi'ah, it's considered a Kedushin. Kibra says, no, Hacha Name Kishukru Ulbesof the Tarbu. Same case. It's talking about where Hukru, they knew who they gave the Kedushin to. And then what? The ladies got mixed up and they forgot. So it was originally Nimsiru Nibi'ah, but they forgot. Daika Name, again, we bring a diuk from the Mishnah. Diktani Ve'en Yodeya Ve'lo Ketani Ve'en Yadua Shmach Minah. Again, the same point. It says, En Yodeya Akshav. It doesn't say En Yadua. Umay Kamash Ma'alam. What's the hadush in this case also? Well, now you have to give a get. You don't know which one is who you forgot. You have to give a get to both. What's the chiddush? Sefa is tarikale. Again, the sefa of this case is the chiddush. Metu leze echad veleze shnayim. Oh, the case where one guy has one brother, one guy has two brothers. Hayachid choletz l'shtehem. So what's the rule? One of the brothers makes chalitza to both. Vashenayim. And the other one, echad choletz veechad miyabim. So the Gemara says, "Lekabed the shnayim. One's making halitza and one's making yibum. Pshita, haynu resha, which means in the resha we had two brothers. What do we say? One makes a halitza and one makes yibum. So you also have two brothers. One makes a halitza, one makes yibum. What's the chiddush? Ma'u detema ligzar tre atuhad kamash ma'alan. The chiddush is like this. In this case over here, I would make maybe a gezera tre atuhad." Because what's the rule in this case? The one brother has to make halitza to both. I might have made a gezerah that I should be gozer tre atuhad. Because if I'm going to allow the one guy here to make the tre to make one out of the two to make yibum, maybe the first guy's going to make yibum. And if the first guy makes yibum, it's a problem. Because considered achot zikukato. So therefore, I would have thought to make a gezerah when you have in a case. I'll speak it out clear. In a case where you just had two guys, where you're only making a halitza and a yibum over here, so there was only two brothers. I would say one guy make the halitza first, but the other guy's going to make the yibum. I'm not concerned over here. But here, in a case over here, where what you have one brother on one side and you have two brothers. So in this case over here, what's the deen? Let the first brother make halitza to both, and then we say the other guys, one guy makes a halitza, another guy makes yibum. I would have thought, make a gezerah, tre atuhad. Let's read in Rashi what that gezerah is. Read Rashi. Shi. Ma'udetema hacha lo liyabim. I would have thought in this case of the two, don't make yibum. Why? Kevan dehad minayu yesh lo ach yichidi. Because since one of the brothers has a single brother, ligzor tre achid lo liyabim had minayu. I just said maybe both brothers don't make a yibum. Atu hahu ach she'elo ach sheni batel nefka b'chot zikukato. Kamash malan that what? Still, even though you have a case of me with two of the brothers, one is making yibum, I'm not going to make a gezerah to the other one. Comes the Gemara and says, "Vedavka mechlatz v'adar yibume." Now, when it comes to those two brothers, it's only permissible that he had to make halitza first and then yibum. Aval yibume beresha, no. Why the kapagabi yibama leshuk? Because if he's going to make yibum first, well, it's possible that that's the right one that he's supposed to make yibum to. But it's also possible if the other brother did not make chalitza, so therefore it belongs to him. Therefore you pogeya be yibama lashuk, which means the Gemara is saying like this. Davka, the first brother must make chalitza first. The first brother must make chalitza, then you do the chalitza yibum with the other two brothers. But if you're going to do the yibum first, meaning the chalitza and yibum, before the first brother made chalitza, could be the second brother that made the yibum is pogeya b'yibamalashuk. Because could be she belonged to the first one. So you need the first guy to make chalitza, so that took care of that brother. Now the Gabir, the second set, the first one makes chalitza. Okay, first make chalitza, it doesn't hurt. If that's the right one, you made chalitza. If it wasn't the right one, so you made chalitza to stam a lady. The second guy that makes yibum, if it's the right lady, you made it. If it's a hot zikukato, it's that doesn't matter because already it's not zikukah because already halitza was done to the first lady. Let's read Rashi inside. Ava yibume b'resha, ki understand this gemara. Kodem halitza tayachid, which means to do the yibum of the two, the halitza yibum before the halitza before the individual. L'shtein ba'afilu chalat zikav shel miyabem la'chota. Telekash teisu la'chot zikukato. Lo miyabem mishum shemazui arusat anukri. The kapaga b'yibam l'shuk. Which is, even if they go in order, even if the two guys filed the order, halitza and yibama, yibum. But the problem is maybe he belongs to the other brother. And therefore, since the other brother didn't make halitza yet, he's pogeya b'yibama lashuk. And therefore, the first brother has to break his connection off. How? By making halitza. Then the second two brothers make halitza and yibum in the respective order. And that's another chiddush. Because this was not written in the resha. So we need this chidush as well, that the order, you have to let the individual go first. Because in the first case you just had two guys. One guy makes chalitza, one guy makes shibum. Here you have two guys on one side, one guy on the other side. So it's not enough to tell me the order is chalitza and yibum. You have to tell me chalitza and yibum only after the first guy makes the chalitza, in order that that side is taken care of. And therefore, let's just review the chalitza and yibum situation again. He makes chalitza on the first lady. If that was the lady that fell to yibum, so he made the chalitza. And if you're going to tell me she's not the one, I'm going to say my chalitza to stam a nukhri. Doesn't matter. Now the question is the yibum. The guy that made the yibum, if that's the lady that he was supposed to make yibum to, so he's meyabim. If that's the lady that the sister was supposed to be, so if it's considered pagah be'achot zikukato, but he's not pagah be'achot zikukato because already the first guy made it, the other brother made a chalitza. So it was time he's marrying a lady. I tell me yibamal ashuk, not yibamal ashuk, because the other one already made a chalitza.